This is Weekend Edition Sunday on Public Radio WVTF. It's time for our veggie chef, and Andrea Mattioni-Willis is here with another find, one of those things that you liked something and you had to dig into it and find out how they did. I've had that happen lots of places, and because I'm not a veggie chef, nobody will give me anything about recipes or ingredients or anything, but I understand you had some luck at the Happy Belly Deli.
At the co-op.
Okay.
Yeah, at the Roanoke Natural Foods Co-op. Exactly. That's one of the great things about doing this segment, being the veggie chef, is because people are pretty happy to share stuff with me, and I get to have some of my favorite recipes all for my own and to share with everybody else. The one in question this week is the Alpha Omega Salad. It's a grain, vegetable, seed, and cranberry salad they sell at the co-op. Well, the Happy Belly Deli, as we mentioned. And
which, for people who aren't familiar with it, that's part of the co-op grocery store, is this little deli inside of
yes,
it.
Yes, exactly.
It's got a different name, but it's all one place.
And in this Omega Salad, I had wondered what all was in it. I figured it most of the way out on my own, but fortunately they shared it with me, and no need to write any of this down. The details for the recipe will be on WVTF's Facebook page and on WVTF.org. So to make the Alpha Omega Salad, you'll need uncooked kamut, which is a nutty wheat grain, shredded carrots, red onion, red and green bell pepper, parsley, green onion, peas, cranberries, and sunflower seeds. I never would have put all that together on my own. And then for the dressing, and I was missing part of this as well, red wine vinegar, lemon juice, canola and olive oil, flaxseed oil, and garlic. I really didn't pick out the flaxseed oil in the dressing when I was trying to figure it out on my own. And then, so when you get all of your ingredients, while the grains are cooking, you can prep all of the other salad pieces, make the dressing, and then put it together when the grains have cooled. It's really a fairly simple, straightforward recipe. So if anyone has any questions or comments for me, I can be emailed at wvtfveggie@gmail.com. Thanks, and have a great week.
Oh, before you go, did they tell you why they call it Alpha Omega?
They didn't, but it's a pretty serious-sounding name.
Well, it starts at the beginning and ends at the end, doesn't it?
It's the beginning and end of all salads, I guess.
I guess that's it. Okay, I was just curious. Thanks,
no
Andrea.
No problem. Thank you.